I am as old as my thought. I'm as old as my thought. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with meditation. I am as old as my thought. I know a lot of people who would like to be as old as I am. They say, wow, if I were as old as you are and looked as young as you do, I would just feel so happy, I'd feel so wonderful, I'd feel so great. And I say, well, you're as old as your thought. Now, what sort of meditation do you have about yourself? I say to Sylvia, Sylvia, what is the year that you remember that you enjoyed being whatever you enjoyed being the most? Was it 19? Was it 20, 30? Was it 35? What was it? And she had to go through all sorts of things, but yet she showed us a picture of herself when she was what? How old were you? She was 32. And she said that that was her favorite age. And I said, all right, that's your favorite age. That's great. And then I said, well, now, were you the happiest then? Well, no, I was happiest when I was 28. And were you the richest then? No, I was the richest when I was 18. And were you the healthiest then? No, I was the healthiest when I was 65. What? You're 65? I thought that you were only 18. Whatever you are. Now, what age are you? And Sylvia says, well, I'm not 65. I'm not ready to retire yet. I am still my wonderful, perfect age. I'm as old as my thought. Now, Sylvia had a little difficulty meditating on her thought because she had so many beautiful thoughts about her past, about who she was. And now Ingeborg, I say, Ingeborg, what is the most happy time of your life? What is the time when you were in the healthiest, the wealthiest, the happiest? What age were you? Can you remember?
25.
That's good. Same as me. So you and I have that same 25. Ellen, what about you?
23.
Yep. 23. My goodness. Were you married yet?
I just got married.
Just got married. And so that made her the happiest girl alive. Now, you see, can you remember how you felt at that time, Ellen?
Very excited.
Very, very excited. Well, were you excited about your marriage, or were you excited about the thing is that you were 23? Or everything?
Both.
Both, uh-huh. Well, you see, whatever it is, I am as old as my thought. Now, what thoughts are you thinking about? What thoughts come to your mind that are the most important for you in your life? Are the thoughts that come to you most important in your life that I am always, I was always, and I will always be, if there is such a thing as that, there's only the now, you know, I am happy. Now, does happiness depend upon age? What are you saying? You can say that loud.
It stopped.
Well, turn it on again. Did it go? Okay.
Memory card full.
Oh, that's fine, Ellen. Then stop. All right. So, we were taking a video here with the camera. Ellen, turn the camera off, too. So, Ellen has been taking the picture to see how it would work. And the video card is full because we've been making a lot of videos on this card and not erasing anything off the card. So, we'll have to take everything that's on the card and put it onto our computer, on the hard drive on our computer, because it's quite large. Now, when we take everything off that camera and put it on the hard drive of the computer, the camera is going to be a baby. It's going to be no years old. It's going to have nothing on it. It's going to have all the equipment. It's going to know exactly how to do everything. It'll have all the built-in talent that the camera has to take pictures, that it has to do all these things. But it'll have no memory. And because it will have no memory, it has no thoughts in it, it will be a brand new baby. It will be a brand new baby born into this century with all the talents that a camera in this century has at this moment. That's the latest Canon camera 900. And it is the latest that they have. They may have some later ones that I don't know about. I would have bought it. But the thing is, that is a camera who is ready. Now, what are we saying by this now? I am as old as my thought. Can I do a rub out, a delete of my memory?
Yes.
And be whatever I want to be?
Yeah.
Now, are there some people who lose their memory?
Mm-hmm.
Are there some people, ah, yeah, now I've got it. Now the whole thing falls right into place. Why? From the beginning of time, virtually, did they make wine? Why did the early Greeks, why did the early Bible beings, why did in Jesus' time they have wine? Why did they have wine? It's so that they could become forgetful of their past. They don't, hey, act your age. You're 45 years old and you're acting like you're 10, you know? Well, I feel like I'm 10. You lose all your inhibitions, you lose all of your memory, and you're acting like a child. Now, isn't that exciting? See, that's what wine and liquor does to us. Mm-hmm. Now you say, well, hey, that's a good thing. Not necessarily. Do you want to live in your society? Do you want to live in the world in which you are? If you do, then you have to keep some of your memory. You have to keep some of your values, some of your judgments. You have to keep some of your things which keep you in line with being living in the society that you're living in. Now, truly, if you want to be divine, I'll give this illustration again. It's the same thing I said before about spiritual healing. If you ever have a spiritual healing is a healing where you do not remember you were ever sick at all. Mm-hmm. Your body does not remember it was ever sick. Whatever decimation it might have done to your body is in its original purity and integrity. Whatever hospital you might have gone to, whatever your parents or family or friends knew about your illness, they don't know about it. They don't know that that ever happened to you. They don't know that was ever in your life. You are devoid of that. Now, you see, when we have a spiritual healing, when I'm as old as my thought, when we can take our thoughts back to our original purity and integrity, we will not be out of line with society, but we will be the highest and the best that society has ever seen. Will be the highest and most wonderful being that society had ever encountered. And society had never realized in the fullness of us being our divine self what it's like. What a great and glorious experience that is, right? Mm-hmm. My goodness sake. I am as old as my thought. Now, how old do you want your thought to be? And be careful. Timeless.
Right.
Nowness. And you see, if you're timeless, you're everything, everywhere, you're the allness. If you're now, there's no other time, you're not as old as your thought, because you're without thought. Well, I don't want to say without thought, you're without a time to your thought. You're without an age to your thought. You're without your thought having ramifications to it of relativeness, you know. You are absolute thought. Woo-wee. What's an absolute thought? I have no idea. Is there an absolute thought? Or when you're absolute, all thought just is. There is no individualization, you see? My gosh, I'm as old as my thought. Now, if I ask each one of you, and I'm not going to do that, if I ask each one of you, how old are you now, will you say, I am ageless, I am timeless, I am allness? That doesn't mean a lot to you or to anybody else, but the words point to the direction of something pretty wonderful. And if you are timeless, if you are ageless, if you are the allness, if you are the now, wow, isn't that an exciting idea? Isn't that an exciting contemplation?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a meditation well worth our attention. Wow, I'm as old as my thought. I wonder how old that is. Doesn't matter. I don't even wonder.
Right.
Because you see, when I go around, people say, "How old are you?" My birthday is going to be April 2nd, and they want to put the calendar of 80 on me. I tell them, "No, I'm 25." Well, yeah, you do act like you're 25. Well, how do you know what 25 is? Do you remember when you were 25? Were you acting intelligent? Or were you acting like a dum-dum? Did you fall in love and you go, "Gah, gah, gah, gah"? You know, you're just sort of a blah, blah, blah. Or were you aware of your divineness? Were you aware of your ability to read, write, and do magic? Were you aware that you were a genius? Hey, wouldn't that have been a wonderful thing to do at age 25 or age 0 or whatever, to be aware? Well, I'm as old as my thought. And I'm not thoughtless, but I'm ageless. And I think that's a wonderful way to be. Join me, because in my agelessness, as we go flying in our balloon, you know, for my birthday, as we take our family and friends up who have agreed to come along, you know, not everyone agreed to come along, but as we go up with them and enjoy the balloon, just know, fly me to the sky, and ageless am I.
Ah.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.